Welcome to this episode of What's Crap on WhatsApp, the voice note show that investigates the crap shared in your WhatsApp groups. I'm Andisiwe May from podcasting company Volume.
And I'm Taryn Curry from Africa Check, the continent's leading fact-checking organization. We've got four claims lined up for you today.
Did load shedding cost the economy 300 billion rand in 2022?
Can you eliminate varicose veins with rosemary and laurel?
Is the government monitoring WhatsApp and recording voice and video calls?
And can you get a South African ID online in a few simple steps? Let's find out.
So, Taryn, we're getting closer and closer to elections in South Africa. And I know Africa Check is looking into claims made in election manifestos. I'm sure load shedding is a common topic.
It's definitely a priority for most political parties. The Democratic Alliance, or DA, the main opposition party, claimed in its manifesto that these planned power cuts cost the economy 300 billion rand in 2022.
That's a lot of money. But am I right that there's no simple answer to the question of how much load shedding costs the economy? I've seen a few estimates over the years, and they don't all necessarily agree.
That's right. The Bureau for Economic Research, BER, at Stellenbosch University confirmed that it was the source of the 300 billion rand estimate. They said that calculating the impact of load shedding on the economy was extremely difficult. Their estimate was based on a measure called Cost of Unserved Energy, or COUE.
This is the estimated cost in rands per kilowatt hour of electricity that is not supplied due to outages. At the time of the BER's calculation, the most recent estimate available was for 2020 at 101 rand 73 cents per kilowatt hour.
The BER compared this cost to the number of hours of load shedding to estimate a total impact on gross domestic product, arriving at an initial estimate of 825.7 billion rand.
Yes. However, there were many other factors at play. The BER adjusted its estimate to take into account the reduced economic impact of load shedding outside typical working hours. Its cost estimates fell to between 254.8 billion rand and 308.4 billion rand.
The BER also said that its 2022 estimate was outdated. But either way you look at it, the cost is immense. And because the DA's claim is based on thorough research, we have rated the claim as mostly correct. Moving from load shedding to health, our next claim is that rosemary and laurel can be used to eliminate varicose veins.
Rosemary is a small plant of the mint family, usually used to flavor food, while laurel is an evergreen shrub or tree. This sounds like another false miracle cure.
That's because it is. Let's break down the facts. Varicose veins are swollen veins that lie just under the skin. They mostly occur in the legs, but can also occur in other parts of the body.
Anyone can get varicose veins, but age, weight, pregnancy, and standing or sitting for long periods can increase a person's chances of getting them.
There is no cure for varicose veins, but there are treatment options that can reduce their appearance and relieve discomfort, like supportive stockings or even vein surgery. There are also steps that you can take to prevent varicose veins, like exercising regularly and not wearing tight clothing.
We found no treatment or prevention options for varicose veins that included rosemary or laurel as an ingredient. There are also other red flags in the social media posts, such as prompting social media users to comment, a tactic scammers use called engagement bait.
Social media users do this to gain reach. The posts also lack evidence for the proposed varicose vein treatment, like published research or even a doctor's name.
The claim is crap. When it comes to potentially bogus medical cures, it's important to consult an expert for medical advice. And remember, don't share information on social media that has not been verified. Next, we have another one of those zombie claims that keep cropping up despite being debunked before. It's a message circulating online claiming that a new set of rules has been released for WhatsApp users.
Yes, I've seen this. It begins, the new communication rules for WhatsApp and WhatsApp calls will be implemented from tomorrow. There is no date on the message, only that the rules will be effective tomorrow.
It then lists 11 rules, including all calls will be recorded and your devices will connect to the ministry system. The message then says that it is a crime to send bad messages about any political or religious issue and that those who do so will be arrested without a warrant.
Some versions include a list of tick marks and what they supposedly mean if you see them on WhatsApp. Three blue ticks means the government took note of the message, and three ticks, two blue and one red, mean the government can take action against you.
Well, I'm sure our subscribers would like to know if this is true, since we are sending the show out on WhatsApp.
It's complete crap. Africa Check previously debunked the claim, which began circulating in 2021. The message was false then and is still false in 2024.
The platform is end-to-end encrypted, which ensures only you and the person you are communicating with can read or listen to what is sent, and nobody in between, not even WhatsApp.
The meaning of the ticks on WhatsApp remains the same. One tick when a message is sent, two ticks when it reaches the recipient, and two blue ticks when a message is read. We are looking for people who are struggling with SAID and birth certificates, reads our next claim, a post published on a group with over 294,000 followers.
The poster responds to users in the comments section and encourages them to make contact via WhatsApp. I know standing in a line at Home Affairs can be grueling, but this seems too good to be true.
Africa Check reached out to the user via the WhatsApp number, which was named Department of Home Affairs, and its profile picture was the South African coat of arms.
And what happened next?
Well, we pretended to need an ID and were told that this could be arranged. We were then asked to provide a name, gender, date, and place of birth, and a photo of our signature. It goes without saying that this is an enormous red flag. Giving out such sensitive information could be used for identity theft or criminal activity. But the real kicker was that the whole process would cost 4,500 rand to be paid into a bank account provided.
4,500 rand? But IDs are normally issued for free to first-time applicants, and it should only cost you 140 rand to replace a lost, stolen, or damaged ID.
Exactly. And the Department of Home Affairs asks applicants to collect their IDs at Home Affairs branches. They're not couriered. Don't fall for this scam. That's all the time we have for today. Now you know what's crap and what's not.
Your friends and family can sign up for our show over WhatsApp. The number is 082-709-3527. Make sure to save us as a contact in your phone and send us a message.
You can find the show wherever you get your podcasts, from Apple to Spotify. If you listen there, you'll find show notes and a link to the fact checks.
Remember that you can send us a WhatsApp message, a picture, video, link, or voice note that you need fact checked. Just forward them to us on WhatsApp. Our theme song is composed by John Bartman. I'm Andisuame.
And I'm Taryn Curry. Bye for now.
Volume.